In this bulletin, Australia announces a raft of sanctions against Russia over its actions in Ukraine. Internet communications finally restored in Tonga 5 weeks after the volcano tsunami disaster. And in sport, Alexi Poprin advances at the Dubai Tennis Championships, but Australian number one, Alex de Minaur, is out. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Australia will join other Western nations and impose sanctions on Russia as punishment for its actions in Ukraine. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says targeted travel bans and financial sanctions will be imposed on individuals in Russia's National Security Council. Broader sanctions will also be extended to the separatist Ukrainian regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. Mr. Morrison says these restrictions will bring Australia into line with the United States and the United Kingdom, who announced sanctions overnight.
This invasion is unjustified, it's unwarranted, it's unprovoked, and it's unacceptable. Australians always stand up to bullies, and we will be standing up to Russia, along with all of our partners, like-mindeds, and all of those who believe that it is absolutely unacceptable that Russia could invade its neighbour.
Japan has also announced a sweeping set of sanctions against Russia. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida announced the new sanctions and issued a strong condemnation of Russia's actions, saying that they clearly violated Ukraine's sovereignty.
From the perspective of coordinating with the international community to deal with this issue, Japan has decided to take the following sanctions. The first is a suspension of visa issuance to officials of so-called two republics and the freezing of assets. The second is the introduction of import and export bans with the so-called two republics. The third is the prohibition of issuance and distribution of new sovereign bonds in Japan by the Russian government.
Meanwhile, the United States is warning Russia that the first round of sanctions it's imposing on the country is just the beginning. The US will impose sanctions against two large Russian financial institutions and Russian sovereign debt. There'll also be sanctions on Russian elites and their family members. Deputy National Security Advisor Dalip Singh says nothing is off the table if Russia escalates further against Ukraine.
This was the beginning of an invasion, and this is the beginning of our response. The actions we took today were only the first tranche. If Putin escalates further, we will escalate further, using financial sanctions and export controls, which we've yet to unveil, but which are fully prepared to implement with allies and partners across the world.
New South Wales Police has announced a $500,000 reward for information on the disappearance of Belgian backpacker Theo Ayez. The 18-year-old vanished on a night out in the northern New South Wales beach town of Byron Bay nearly 3 years ago. State authorities hope the reward will lead to the discovery of Mr. Ayez's whereabouts or information about the circumstances of his disappearance. A person has died in a light plane crash in Victoria's Gippsland region. Police say the plane crashed while flying over rugged terrain near Warragul. The pilot was the sole occupant of the aircraft and is yet to be identified. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Tonga's main internet connection to the rest of the world has finally been restored more than 5 weeks after a huge volcanic eruption and tsunami severed a crucial undersea cable. Three people in Tonga died and dozens of homes were destroyed in the January 15th disaster. Tonga Cable, the state-run company that owns the power line, says that it's now fully operational again after being reconnected on Tuesday. Tonga Cable will now repair a second severed cable that connects some outer islands to the main island and runs close to the undersea volcano. In sport, an Australian Alexi Poprin has recorded an impressive victory over world number 19 Nicolas Basilashvili in the Dubai Tennis Championships. Poprin, who was in the main draw as a lucky loser, swept past the Georgian in 6-2, 6-3 in an hour. Meanwhile, Australian number one Alex de Minaur has gone out in the opening round after losing 6-3, 6-7, 7-5 to Karen Khachanov. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather forecast. In Perth, it'll be a mostly sunny day with an expected top of 36 degrees. Adelaide, similar conditions and 31. Melbourne, humid and a possible shower, 27. Hobart, cloudy, 23. Canberra, a possible shower and 28 degrees. Wollongong, showers and 25. Sydney and Newcastle, showers and 28. Brisbane, rain with possible heavy falls, 24 degrees. Cairns, a shower or two and 32. And in Darwin, there'll be showers and a possible storm with an expected top of 31 degrees. That's SBS News.